Blog Talk Radio.
Discover how to eliminate chronic pain. Next on How to Be Comfortable in Your Own Shoes. I'm Lauren Leibowitz, and welcome to Blog Talk Radio. It's Thursday, November 14th, and once again, we are coming to you live from Los Angeles, so thank you for joining us today. Hate to brag, but I have to, because it is a spectacular, I don't even want to say autumn day here. It's sunny, summer, and 90-plus degrees, so come on and tune in for some of that sunshine that we'll be sharing with you on the radio today. So again, thank you for tuning in. We love to hear from you, so please call in to listen live, or you can ask questions by dialing 714-242-5248, and you can also email us here at the radio station at goodvibeproductions@gmail.com. So once again, those 10 digits are 714-242-5248, and again, you can email us at goodvibeproductions@gmail.com. Well, here's the perfect example. As I just mentioned, it's a warm and sunny day, and it should be probably a little chilly day as the weather starts to shift. And so sometimes our body gets a little achy, and some old chronic pain may come to the surface. So if you're one of those people that have been fighting with chronic pain, you'll need to stay tuned today, because my guest today will help you find relief, guaranteed. He is a biomechanic and alignment specialist. I love that. And as a certified Langung practitioner, he specializes in postural reconfiguration and the elimination of short-term and chronic pains such as sciatica, arthritis, tendonitis, and back pain. His intuitive and technical skills help his clients experience physical and mental stability, anxiety and pain reduction, and dramatic weight loss. And we all need a little bit of that now that the holidays are approaching, right? So the bottom line is freedom from pain and better health. So we're giving that away today, so that is a bonus for everyone. So would you please give a warm welcome to my dear friend, Curtis Madigan. Hi, Curtis.
Hi, Lauren.
Welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me.
It's my pleasure.
I'm so happy to be here.
I'm happy that you're happy.
Your show is so amazing, and your listeners are so lucky to be able to tune into you. You bring them such great information in such an entertaining way. I absolutely adore you.
My pleasure, very kind. As we're going to be doing today, we're going to be giving them great information in an entertaining way. And let's get started, because the time just seems to fly by because we have so much fun here.
Mm-hmm.
I want you to first tell me about how you got started. As I mentioned in the intro, you are a Langung practitioner. First, tell us what Langung is and some of its benefits.
So I was teaching yoga and enjoying that immensely. And when I first started practicing yoga, when I was just I'd been practicing for maybe a week, and I injured my knee pretty badly. I wasn't warmed up and doing a pretty advanced pose, and just tore some of the meniscus in my knee. And long story short, that stayed with me for about 2 years. I was limping, and I didn't know what to do. I thought I was going to have surgery. And that seemed to be the consensus among people that I respected and knew. And I met someone who was teaching Langong, and he said, oh, he goes, come to my classes. He goes, it will supercharge your yoga. And so I went to the classes, and it seemed very different from anything I'd done before. It's like learning to play an instrument for the first time. You're kind of, you don't know where to put your fingers, or just totally fresh. Even with yoga, I was definitely something interesting and different.
Is it self-manipulation, or as a practitioner, you do the manipulation?
Yeah. I'll give you an example. So when I first had a one-on-one with the teacher that I ended up getting certified with, his name's Matthew Klein. He took a look at me and he just evaluated my alignment, and he said, okay, there's a little rotation that needs to happen in the legs, and the pelvis is not in place. And he goes, so if you engage this way, it's like, you know, move the pubic symphysis forward so that the sacrum comes forward and the legs rotate open, and that was enough to get the knee out of pain and into the right position, such so that it healed, and I never experienced pain after that. Now, it took about 15 minutes to say, okay, you just have to do a little rotation here, the pelvis is in the right place, here's how you move it. So I do the same thing when I'm working with clients. I can work with people online over Skype and just visually see where the bones are not in alignment and tell them what muscles need to be engaged. Does that make sense?
It does.
In order to move the bones into the proper place.
You don't necessarily have to be in the same room with a client. You can do this healing
It's absolutely a self-healing practice, and it's absolutely an empowering practice where individuals learn how to engage the body from the inside out. That's why it's called an internal martial art. And what does that mean? It means you're getting into the deeper fascia, the deeper tissues and muscles that are closer to your vital organs and closer to your joints and origins of movement, so that you have a far greater control over your body. You really can master it and make spinal adjustments the way a chiropractor would, and even more so from the inside out.
So how do you differ from a chiropractor?
Well, Langong is a series of it's three sets of 18 exercises, and it's comprehensive in that it works every major area of the body, and every micro area as well. So you're getting a full workout. It works with respiration. You have exercises for neck and shoulders to get rid of neck pain and shoulder pain and upper back pain. There's exercises to help align and heal any fluid that's in the wrists or elbow joints, and then lots of exercises to get the hips into proper placement. And the exercises are designed in such a way where they isolate specific, you go into a pose and you're isolating one specific area. You have your target area so that you can awaken certain muscle groups that we generally ignore completely, such as the adductor group in the legs, you know, just muscle groups that are very important, like to stabilize the hips and the root and the whole spine, that we generally just aren't aware of because we're never taught that in physical education.
So can you give us you're already giving us an example about your own experience, but
so,
if you could just take that one step further and go through perhaps just one or two steps of being with a client who perhaps has a knee injury, what would be the first thing you would discuss with them?
Sure. Yeah. That's a great question. I'll give you an example. I had a client who was about maybe 60, 61 years old, and I still work with her. She had tendonitis that was starting in her hand, both hands actually, running all the way up into the shoulder joint, such to the extent that she couldn't do her job, and she was hiring someone else to do her job for her because she does a lot of manual labor. And she couldn't even lift a glass of water. So when I met with her, I said, okay, let me take a look, and just evaluated the alignment of her wrist. And it's very apparent that this is a very common misuse of the wrist to turn the hand out too far laterally, such that there's there's not enough space. There becomes a compression in the nerves and in the tendons. So I gave her a simple exercise to, I showed her what is straightness with the wrist aligned with the forearm, with the hand and the forearm, and how to engage the wrist. And I just prescribed a couple of exercises she could do on her own to align and strengthen that understanding. And she, within a couple sessions, 2 weeks time total, she was completely out of pain, was doing all of her work again, and just incredibly happy and grateful.
Well, that's truly an amazing story, and it sounds this Langung can help people with arthritis as well that have had years of
mm-hmm.
chronic pain, not just pain
mm-hmm.
within a year or so. That you can be, I'm sure you can. People who as we age, and people who, for whatever reason, their bodies stop working and they don't engage in any sort of physical activity,
mm-hmm.
even stretching, and
mm-hmm.
get arthritis, and women in particular who experience poor posture, their back
mm-hmm.
become humped over. I'm sure you can,
mm-hmm.
they would benefit from this practice as well, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And I do want to get that across today to everyone listening, because I know Langung is something that's not a household name in the United States. It's very, very much unknown. But yes, the message I want to get across is that you do not have to live with chronic arthritis, tendonitis, back pains, joint pains. There is a method, and I would add to that that the typical stretches and exercises that people do are very much into flexibility and getting limberness and lightness, and again, just stretching out the muscles. But what's missing generally is the level of engagement needed to really strengthen a joint or really break up a calcification or drain fluid that does not belong. So Langung targets the joints especially and has exercises where you're creating space so that fluids and fluid or whatever else might be the problem can heal. You have to have space to heal. Too much compression will cause a lot of pain generally. So you're strengthening the joints, and you're also creating space. You're learning to do both.
Well, it also sounds, I guess I want to clarify perhaps maybe a little bit of a,
mm-hmm.
not a mystery, but because it's quote-unquote you called it an internal martial art, and maybe that phrase martial art might prevent people from inquiring within, but it has
mm-hmm.
a lot of these postures, from what you've been telling me, are similar to yoga postures. So it's gentle.
It's a form of qigong, yes. It is gentle and relaxing, but to really get into some of these joints and fix them from years and years and years of misuse and abuse, it can take a lot of engagement to break up muscle adhesions that are literally holding our body in dysfunctional patterns. So, it can be a very gentle and relaxing exercise, and at the same time, it's a fabulous form of physical exercise for athletics as well.
Well, we always, most people tend to neglect the mind or bring the mind into a preparedness state, and that is as
mm-hmm.
important as the body. So how can we better educate your clients and future clients and people that the body and the mind mm-hmm. is they're a dance team. They
mm-hmm.
do this
That's
dance.
Right.
And so
That's right.
what kind of advice can you share with us?
Well, I would say that your mind will change as your body changes because they inform one another. The sort of thoughts you have hold themselves, they show themselves in the body, in the way you use your body. So if you can shift your structure to a stronger and more aligned structure, your thinking is going to be straighter and more aligned. Your mind will have more clarity and space if you're learning to hold that kind of space in your body. And vice versa, people need to know that they need to know that their mind is powerful and that they can use it to transform their physique.
And I know I guess the change that one will see depends on mm-hmm. the condition that someone has. Correct?
Yeah, it depends on your age, it depends on if you've been how active you've been your entire life, but I've seen unbelievable transformations. I've seen people, with every problem you can imagine, fix one thing after another due to willingness and diligence, and it's so beautiful to see that.
I have a friend who is a little older. He's, early 70s and has a balance situation like some people of that age
mm-hmm.
do. How mm-hmm. well does Lung Gung work to help with balance?
I would say there's almost nothing better because it's so comprehensive in learning to awaken your proprioception. So your balance is due to equilibrioception, which is one of my favorite words. It's like equilibrium from the eyes, where you're seeing your visual data, your vestibular system of the inner ear, and your proprioception. And proprioception means it's like the body's internal map that says, okay, this body part is here, and it's this far from this body part. Here's where everything is. So as you awake, you awaken your proprioception by these exercises, and your balance goes through the roof.
Oh, well, that's, I'm going to have to pass your information on. And like like anything, because we tend to call it a practice, it is something mm-hmm. that one should do or needs to do daily. Once you have healed, it's best to continue this practice to maintain that fluidity in the body.
Well, you want to do it for your well-being and mental health too, because if you don't move, you have stagnation, and it's like a stagnant pool versus having a flowing river.
Oh, I love that. Give me that flowing river. Yeah, that's kind of like the take-home gift is the flowing river.
That's right.
well, you know, because there's so much interest. It's interesting with, I guess what I'm getting at is terminology.
Mm-hmm.
Now that the holidays are, coming upon us, people tend mm-hmm. to overindulge and then mm-hmm. suffer the consequences thereafter. And so as the first of the year approaches, people want to go on a diet or
mm-hmm.
an exercise. And so
right.
we're creatures of habit, and so we're gluttonous, and then we do what we need to do to remove that or lose those unwanted pounds, but we don't seem
right.
to change. So it's about changing.
Well,
so go ahead.
Mm-hmm. I was sorry to interrupt. Go ahead and finish.
I was just going to say it's about this practice. What you're sharing with us is a practice that one would have in a daily regimen. That you maintain because the change, you have to change. If you want to get rid of mm-hmm. the chronic pain from mm-hmm. all the various ailments, whether it's arthritis, mm-hmm. back pain, anything, it takes continual doing. It's a part of your routine. It becomes a part of who you are, and not just to alleviate the pain, but to continue that river flowing. That's beautiful. I love that.
Yeah, it's so well said. You said it perfectly. The only thing I might add to what you said is that people can think of it like their car. If you took your car into the shop once, say, every 2 years, how well would it run versus doing regular routine maintenance? Not so well.
that's true.
The more you're on top of things, in other words, you're going to just sidestep so many of the chronic problems that seem unavoidable as we age. And there really is another alternative. It doesn't have to be your fate to suffer in chronic pain. You can shift it.
I guess a lot of us are just wanting to wallow in our pain, because here you're giving a perfect example of a way to be pain-free and live a productive life. The example you cited of the client that you've been helping,
mm-hmm.
who was really unable to perform her work and had to have someone else do it for her, and now the freedom of movement and getting her life back on track, that's
mm-hmm.
empowering. And to
mm-hmm.
be able to give that or help
mm-hmm.
your client become aware of that, that's truly
a gift. It's a real gift. It absolutely is, because you don't have to that same client that I mentioned before, she went to an acupuncturist. She got chiropractic adjustments. She went to a hand doctor specialist. She did every single thing she could think of, and no one could, physical therapy, everything, and no one could get rid of the pain for her. It absolutely is an incredible gift. It's so empowering. She's inventing things. She's has an amazing life, and she could not be happier. Total transformation.
Well, kudos to you, because not only do you help people with their chronic pain, but you know, for lack of a better word, you put a smile back on their face. You give them a life. You give them a
mm-hmm.
reason to move forward and enjoy life, and that's what it's all about. We only have so much time here, so you got to get cracking
mm-hmm.
and find a way to help yourself. So here's an interesting question
mm-hmm.
for you. Who would, out of anyone alive or dead, who would be someone
mm-hmm.
you would like to share the Langong practice with?
What an interesting question. It's so interesting. Well, I would have to say it's really the people who are in pain that I care less about, some individual or another, like meeting someone that I enjoy. I mean, maybe athletics, it might be interesting to say work with an athlete, but my passion is in helping people to get out of pain and turn their life around.
Well, you mentioned something very interesting, and which is athletes, sports, and
mm-hmm.
if you are a sports enthusiast and you hear constantly, especially just the Lakers, about Steve Nash has
mm-hmm.
my God, and
the
older they get, the more injuries they seem to get. And I'm sure you know this,
mm-hmm.
that Kareem Abdul-Jabbar practiced yoga every day.
He does yoga. Mm-hmm.
Yes, and he continues to do it. And he never had an injury, so here's the perfect
mm-hmm.
Avenue for you and your skills and your intuitive
mm-hmm.
touch to
yeah. Well, I have kind of what we're bringing up is I'll just extend upon it, is that I do end up kind of with two sets of people working with me. I have people who want it as just as practice, like it's amazing for any athlete. I mean, you're in the Olympics, Lauren, are injuring themselves. And not just small injuries, they're really hurting themselves. So there's just a huge lack of awareness on really how to have muscular health and bone health and avoid injuries. You can avoid so many injuries with this understanding. So So maybe, incredible practice for athletes.
Maybe you can, you know, answer this question that a lot of people have a disagreement about,
mm-hmm.
which is working out, warming up the muscles prior
mm-hmm.
to participating in any particular sport. So with your background, what are your thoughts on that?
Sure. Well, I would say it's smart generally to warm up. Well, I look at it in two ways. I'll go back and say, let's look at it in two ways. And that warming up, I mean, it's such a, to address your questions very specifically, warming up would be getting the body hot, which is always a good idea. Your body doesn't function very well when it's cold. You tend to be susceptible to illnesses, and also, you know, your joints and your muscles don't work very well when you're cold. So yes, you do need to be warm. But there's another aspect to it that I'll touch upon that I'm not sure if this is really a question or not, but something like, well, does that answer your question first off before I keep going?
I'm sorry, technology has not been my friend today, so would you just repeat that? I'm sorry.
Which part didn't you hear?
I didn't. We're just having a little studio technical difficulty here, so you just kind of were mumbo-jumbo, unfortunately. So just when you were talking about warming up the body, you said that you felt that was something the body needed to be warm to be able to
it's very important,
be effective.
Yeah, it's extremely important for the body to be warm. So, yes, if you're going to be exercising, absolutely the body should be in a little, as far as temperature-wise, a hotter state, however you go about doing that.
Because I guess I kind of answered my own question, because here we're just talking about Lang Gong and the benefits
mm-hmm.
of practicing this prior to anything in life that you do, but if you are a particular athlete, then it would be something you would do just like brushing your teeth and putting on your underwear. This is what you would do to warm up your body to go in and prepare.
So what happens, I'll continue upon the question, is that what happens is that your body gets into a state of being where you are in a great alignment, you're in great form, and the body stays pretty warmed up all the time, we could say. And thus, for myself, for instance, I can go out and sprint full speed as fast as I can, and, you know, without spending 15 minutes stretching beforehand, and be absolutely, you know, it's not worried whatsoever about hurting myself. So there's definitely, you know, a different way than the typical mentality of, okay, I need to stretch for a long time so I don't hurt myself.
Yeah, that's very true. So here's a big problem I think that we all face every now and then is stress. So how does
mm-hmm.
Lian Gong work as a stress buster in the workplace?
That's a great question.
I've had two great questions, right? I'm on a roll, baby.
I would say it's such a great question, because our lives are so stressful that we really need about as much help as we can get to calm down.
Exactly.
And what I see with people who work with me is, you know, I had someone recently who had such an anxiety problem, she could not stand still, and she would just, you know, have to go away. She couldn't stand still and meet someone new, or she just had a severe, you know, anxiety and sort of panic attacks. And after practicing Lang Gong, she just loved it, and she started practicing for about a half an hour a day. And a couple weeks later when I saw her, she was like a rock. And I was like, what is going on? And she had no anxiety, because there's a breath that's taught with Lang Gong, where you're taught how to relax the internal organs, the abdominal cavity, your liver and gallbladder and intestines, that we typically really hold on to quite tightly when we're in states of anxiety. And the Langdong breath shows you to how to release them and have a deep breath that literally calms you down, a breath that's dropping down farther than it usually would. And as people get more and more into their body from the postures, that is very useful as well for calming down and reducing stress.
It sounds like, Curtis, I have to get my own Langdong time with you because
I would love
you
that.
Mentioned from it. Put me in. I'm coming down. I want to feel the love from all your intuitive and technical skills that you have to offer. And I can't believe that 30 minutes flies by. You have been so delightful to have on the show. Thank you so much for coming on the show today and sharing your knowledge of Langdong. And I want to give out your contact information so I can help those people who are suffering. They can reach you by email at soundformation@gmail.com and can call you the old-fashioned way at 323-875-4200.
Well, I actually just changed that number. So
is that a changed number?
Just stick to the email. The email will reach you, yeah.
Okay, wonderful. So again, Curtis Madigan, Langdong practitioner, chronic pain will be gone. So contact Curtis at soundformation@gmail.com. Curtis, thank you so much for spending your Thursday with me. I appreciate it, and I'm sure our listeners do too.
Thanks for having me, Lauren.
My pleasure. Please join me next time for another wild and fascinating journey in someone else's shoes when my guest will be inventor and entrepreneur Andre Fils. One more time, a big heartfelt thanks to Curtis Madigan, Langdong practitioner. You can contact Curtis at soundformation@gmail.com. This is Lauren Leibowitz, and thank you so much for joining us and listening to How to Be Comfortable in Your Own Shoes. We'll see you next time, and I hope you find comfort in your own shoes. We'll leave you with Diamonds by Keith Chagall.